Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's Knoxville Nationals time. Let's go in-depth with the staff and visitors to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Well, Lacey, we've just been talking for a few minutes, and people are looking at the memorial bricks. They're talking with you. They're asking you where they can find a brick about a loved one.
Right.
What's with that? Why is this so important to people?
Well, people don't realize locally that everybody wants to be in Knoxville. Knoxville has a special place in any sprint car fan's heart, and they want to leave their mark in Knoxville. So that's one way to do that. And it also supports the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Every brick, all that money, that profit from that brick, comes right back here into the museum.
Well, you just happened to mention a story about a lady from Australia. Can
Yes.
you share that story?
Absolutely. I've got a phone call a few months ago from a lady who lost her husband, unfortunately, in an accident. And they were supposed to come to the Knoxville Nationals, and they weren't able to. But she wanted to put a brick on her wall. We cried on the phone together as she was telling me about her husband. We put the brick up. It was engraved in April, and she found me yesterday, and we went and found that brick, and she had tears with me, and we cried together as she saw the brick from her husband. She took pictures, and she wished her family was here. It was quite amazing and quite touching as well.
Knoxville was very important to him, the museum and the track.
Exactly. This is his favorite place on earth, and he wanted to be a part of it. He wanted to be here. She knew that.
Well, what's your name, sir?
David Brown.
David Brown from Tulsa.
And Lori.
Lori?
Lori Brown.
Lori Brown. Well, what brings you up from Tulsa?
Knoxville. It's where else do they race sprint cars? You know, it's the world's best. So.
And you've been coming up for a while?
Yeah.
I've been 35 or 36 nationals, so.
Wow. 35 or 36 nationals. That's just amazing. Do you think there's many people that have been here that long?
Yeah, I got an uncle that's going to be here tomorrow. It's been tomorrow than I have. So.
I mean, what is it about Knoxville that's so special?
It's just mud, sweat, and beer. It's 40
yeah.
years of racing.
It's tradition.
It's the OG. It's what it's all about.
OG.
So, yeah.
It's the original racing. I mean, it's just what it's what it's about. This is our vacation. This is.
We take us every year and come up for 10
year.
Days.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. And so then other family coming too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's probably 30, 35 of us meet up here every year. My aunts, my uncles. Like I said, my dad was and Frankie was. I think last year when Frankie didn't make it and he passed away in November, I think Frankie was 40-some of the Nationals, 45 of them.
Frankie.
Clodfelter.
Clodfelter and your dad.
I don't know if you remember, my dad was Robert Brown, but I don't know if you remember back in the day, but they had Ass Frank stickers all over everything. That was a Frankie.
That was Frankie.
Okay. All right. Well, so how many members of your family did you say again are coming?
I don't know.
30-some?
Yeah.
There'll be 25 or
25. Yeah.
And from where?
Trenton, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri. We're from Tulsa.
We're from Tulsa.
So. Yeah. My son's having a baby this year. He's supposed to do any day, so he couldn't make it. But, like, he comes up, my brother will be here from Tulsa. So
it's like a big family reunion for us every year.
Well, anything you'd like to I mean, you're experts. Anything you'd like to share with, I don't know, the people of Knoxville or people here that are just trying to learn about racing?
It's just the best of the best. I mean, there ain't no other place to go watch sprint car racing. This is it. This is the best.
Anything you want to learn, this is where you have to come.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the staff and visitors at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. What's your names, gentlemen?
I'm Andrew.
Andrew?
John.
Where are you guys from?
I'm from Findlay, Ohio.
I'm from Elida, Ohio.
All right, what do you guys do there?
We do a bunch of 360 racing over at Limeland.
All right, and so are you racers?
We're both on teams.
Yep. Both on teams. What do you do on the teams?
Name it, anything.
Anything.
Yep, name it, everything.
What teams are you on?
I work for Randy Hannigan.
Okay. I work for Sean Dancer.
So you're here as part of the team. So is this your first time in Knoxville, or have you been here many times?
Nope. I've been here the last 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, this is I've been here several times. First year was in 2007.
When you're both young guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you guys?
I'm 24.
24.
19.
So you've got like 70 more years of coming to Nationals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Plenty more.
What's special about Nationals for you?
I mean, just the atmosphere and just the crowd and everything. Just see all the cool cars and everything. And coming over to the National Museum here is just cool looking back at history.
Yep, and just racing. It's always great racing here.
Well, and you see it from down in the mid.
Everybody has this instant gratification with our smartphones and everything we do. People want information. Boom, boom, boom. It's a fast-paced society. People need to be entertained all the time. If they're not entertained, they get bored. They go find something else to do. Knoxville's done a great job of providing a venue to where they can get here at 9:30 in the morning and stay till 2 o'clock in the morning. They're going to get entertained in some form all the way through on both ends of the racing. And, you know, you got all the vendors and the booths and display interactive stuff going on for the fans. Then when the races are over, obviously they have the music going over here by the barns. They've got activity across the street at Dingus and Hy-Vee. There's just a lot of stuff for the fans to do.
Now, what could Knoxville do better? I mean, any ideas, any thoughts to share?
You know, it's hard to say. I think probably the next step for Knoxville is to start reaching out to some of the grassroots tracks around the country to pull more of the local fans from other tracks, you know, to make it the Indy 500 or the Daytona 500 of sprint car racing. I think as they grow, they'll start interacting more with tracks like Skagit Speedway or Silver Dollar Speedway in California or even Williams Grove and working on bringing more of that fan base to this one big event a year to where it becomes, you know, we're getting 30,000 people here now, but this event can grow to 40 or 50,000 people if they start marketing it to the small venues.
Anything that you'd like to share with listeners today?
Well, I love sprint car racing. It's what I've done my whole life. And you know, you come back to Knoxville, Iowa, we're in a small town about the same size as the town that I was born and raised in out in Cedar Woolley, Washington, and it's just amazing to see what they've done with a concept and an idea over the last 50 years with this Knoxville National Race and growing what it's done for the racing community, what it's done for racing worldwide, and what it's done for just the community of the town of Knoxville. It's just amazing how well the fans support it, and this thing's only going to continue to grow with the right management.
Thanks to the staff and visitors to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.